Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the second week in Ordinary Time, and from Malawi we have Father Anieti Okura, the Worldwide General Promoter for Justice and Peace for the Friars of the Order of Preachers. He's calling in today from Lilongwe, Malawi, with a preaching entitled Obedience to Something New.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, Mark chapter 2, verses 18 to 22. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. My sisters and brothers, the readings today show how obedience to God is more important than performing religious rituals. In the first reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 15, Saul was sent on a mission and ordered not to bring anything back. But Saul, thinking he knew better, decided to bring back the best animals that were pleasing to his eyes, so as to offer ritual sacrifice to God, as if God needed Saul's sacrifice to stay alive. Saul's disobedience marked the beginning of his repudiation by God. Sisters and brothers, submission to God's will is worth more than any outward religious gestures, precisely because obedience to God engenders real intimacy with God. Today's gospel gives us an aspect of Jesus that reveals an intimate relationship with God. Jesus is the bridegroom, and we are the guests at the wedding party. We need to understand our relationship with God in the context of this intimate setting. A wedding is a place of delight, a place of intimacy, a place of joyful festivity, a gathering that celebrates life. It is not a place for sadness or fasting. Jesus, the eternal bridegroom, brings with him a joy-filled liberation with his presence in our midst. The disciples recognize that they are in a new era that is ushered in by Jesus, and the disciples are prompted to discard the ritual fasting to celebrate the bridegroom present with them. Unlike the disciples, however, the critics of Jesus, still caught up in old ritual observances, ask with indignation, "Why do your disciples not fast?" The response of Jesus is dramatic. Can the wedding guests fast when the bridegroom is with them? The answer is obvious. Of course not. No one goes to a wedding to fast. No one goes to a wedding to stand aside and not celebrate. Fasting is not an end in itself. Fasting is to facilitate our reflection on the mysteries of life and to enable us to enter more intimately into the life of the eternal bridegroom, Jesus, the Son of God. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that the kind of fasting that pleases God is to feed the hungry, to break the yoke of oppression and exploitation, and to set free those held captive, physically and mentally, as we read in Isaiah 58, verses 6 to 11. This is exactly what Jesus did, that his critics failed to understand. We need to be more attuned to the ways Jesus is present with us in his humanity as the life-giving bridegroom who is with us until the end of time. When we become fixed about the ways that lead to God, when we absolutize ritual observances, we become blind. We are blind to the reality around us. We fail to understand the message that God is communicating to us daily. We fail to see that the presence of Jesus is already at work in our humanity, in the beauty of creation, in the goodness in people, in the joy of being alive, and in the courage to stand up against injustice and exploitation and oppression of people. Why do your disciples not fast? Sisters and brothers, this sad question evokes self-righteousness. It highlights the failure to recognize the presence of the incarnate Word in our midst. It is indicative of being caught up in ourselves such that we no longer know how to live the joy of the gospel, how to rejoice with those who are joyful, to weep with those who weep, and to empathize with those who are dehumanized and oppressed. The gospel asks us to trust God, who is guiding us and leading us that we may have life. The gospel urges us to be open to Christ, the eternal bridegroom, who is with us, so that we can experience his life-giving power at work in our life journey and in turn share that life with those we encounter. Lord our God, open our eyes to see you in our daily encounters, to recognize the presence of the eternal bridegroom, Jesus, your Son. Free us from every divisions and ritualism, and make us perfect in your love, so that empowered by the Holy Spirit, we can confidently proclaim the gospel to all peoples of the world. Amen.